Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a freezing cold game in Chicago.
As of now, wind chill -1 in Chicago.
Hell yeah! Yeah!
Going back, guys, taking care of business. How about that fair weather, huh? Get yourself.
Fannin hit hard at the 25-yard line.
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is just an energy with the Bears that the Browns are not able to match. You could not only could you see that hit, you could hear that hit and probably feel that hit through your television.
It's football weather. This is Chicago.
It's Chicago! Yeah!
From the 22 on first down, Williams on the roll, directing traffic to the end zone. He throws and it's DJ Moore! His second of the day! Chicago cashes in immediately from 22. I would love to be in the film room on Monday when Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams go over this play.
Yeah, on that touchdown pass, it seemed like you did sort of a celebration. Mm-hmm.
It's a freezing cold, and it's cold outside. Rub my arms, warm up a little bit.
It's cold, real cold. But your ass is gonna be plenty hot when I give you a good hard butt whipping. Tongue.
Shedeur Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
31-3. Dominance from Chicago at home today.
What do you think about that?
With that being said now, that's 10, gentlemen. That's 10.
The Packers fall all the way back to 7th, and Chicago takes over the lead in the division.
Y'all thought we was gone, but we back and better and liver than ever, baby. They only in America, baby.
Man. Church.
Awesome. The Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. And just a reminder, we're going to be at the Brat Stop.
Yeah, we are.
On Friday, middays and us from 10 until 6. It's going to be great. And it's brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. Visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com.
I think people should understand that we usually turn the page on Wednesdays to get to the next game on the Bears' schedule. But we here at Turn the Page Industries realized that the Bears went ahead and turned the page in their post-game celebration. Hell, our colleague Olin Krutz turned the page at 2:30 on Sunday on Twitter when he said it's Packers week, so we did it today at 2:45. Went over the numbers, like it's officially already Packers week on a Bears Monday.
Well, you also have to condense the week down because the game is on a Saturday, so all of the stuff that you would put forth for, you have to do that. So, you know, I'm... You know me, I was all for it. There's no reason to...
Yeah, man. But, like, I was team moral victory after that Packers loss in Green Bay, in part because I knew we had another shot at them in 12 days. And now here is that shot. So hell effing yes. And the stakes are the same that they were in Green Bay 2 weekends ago. If the Bears can beat them, they've got a stranglehold on the division. And if the Packers win, then they will be in first place in the NFC North. So the same stakes as it felt like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and if the Packers win for the Bears, then it's like, okay, it's you're living dangerously.
It's nut-cutting time just to get in of a sudden.
You're living dangerously because then you've got another NFC game the next week against the 49ers, and you've got the – it's funny. Carmen said something that is now, like, stuck with me because we were talking about – The Lions is a team that don't quit, right? Their grit is their whole thing. Like, and she said, yeah, it kind of doesn't matter if they're still in it or not in week 18.
Lions? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they'll play their ass off no matter what. They would love to stick it to Ben Johnson
they
and the
sure
Bears.
Would.
That's a really good point. Crazy times in the NFC yesterday. With the Cowboys going down last night, and then pretty much now they're probably toast in the playoff hunt.
They have to win out, and the Eagles have to lose out. And it was funny because the whole NBC crew picked the Cowboys to win, and now whenever they do that, they're like, they put it in the bottom corner, screenshot moment. And so there was the screenshot moment of everyone picking them, and then the Vikings, 9 showed up. And he did his thing, doing the gritty into the end zone. I was like, okay, guy. Adam Hoge is going to join us. He's going to join us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Mr. Hoge, thank you very much for joining us. It is appreciated. Let's talk about what happened yesterday real quick, because clearly we are on to the Packers game. But what were the things, if any, that impressed you about what the Bears were able to do?
Well, I think the cool thing is it seems like the Bears were on to the Packers game right away too. Like just even in the locker room videos, they're like, all right, cool. Great win, guys. Let's move on to getting revenge against Green Bay. And I think that's kind of indicative to where this team is right now, which is something we're not used to, but a really good sign. I think that's how they played yesterday. They took an opponent that they should have beaten pretty easily. And they made it look easy with, you know, a couple exceptions probably in that second quarter where they could have put the foot on the gas. I still thought they were moving the ball pretty well during that quarter. They just a couple things here and there went against them, and they left some points out there. But you know, I kind of looked at it like, remember when they played the Saints earlier this year and they had a similar situation where I think they were up 20-0, whatever it was, and they let the Saints score 2 touchdowns, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is a one-score game all of a sudden. So I think that's just another example of how this team has come along and gotten better and improved in certain situations, because instead of letting that happen against the Browns, they were able to come out of halftime and really, you know, dominate the third quarter, and all of a sudden it really wasn't a game at all in the fourth quarter, which is how it should be. And I thought, I'm sure we can get into a little bit more detail, but I really thought Caleb played, I don't know if it's overall his best game of the season, but it was definitely his most accurate game of the season. And that's encouraging, because that he was kind of on a trend there for over a month where almost every single game you could question the accuracy and at least make the conclusion that it wasn't quite where it needed to be. So for him to bounce back from that interception against the Packers and have what I thought was just like, he kind of just looked the most comfortable he has all season. And that's important to me, because they still were playing a pretty good Browns front, and Myles Garrett was out there. So while the Browns might not be very good, for him to look comfortable against that defense and that front, I think was very encouraging.
I'm with you, Adam Hoge, here on Spiegel and Holmes. I started the show with that, saying that I thought that was his most impressive game as a Bear, or certainly his most impressive this year with what has been a crazy, difficult ask. Here's a brand new system. Here's an NFL system. Figure it out. And you gave all you know a lot of the details as to what I saw. I thought I kind of heard it in post game too, Adam. Like he was confident and arrogant a couple of times in a really funny way, which seemed genuine and deserved after a game like that. Like I thought Caleb was a man in full yesterday during the game and after the game.
Yeah, you know, and I think I don't know how many people have been following the evolution. I'm going to switch sports on you real quick, but of Connor Bedard, who unfortunately is hurt right now.
Yeah.
But it's very similarly, in my opinion, like something sort of clicked where he just was bringing this level of confidence to everything he was doing earlier this season was really when that started for Connor Bedard, where he just was playing confident with a little arrogance too. I think that's a fair word to use, as long as people realize it's like as a compliment. And he was, even in some of the things he was saying in press conferences and from a leadership standpoint, like I think even if you start to go to the beginning of the season it's understandable why in football Caleb Williams gets named a captain, but I think it would have been fair to question, is he really like captain material yet? But I think throughout the evolution of the season, you're starting to see guys really rally behind him. I don't know if he's like full blown captain material yet, but you know, the bonding with some of these wide receivers, and he's calling the offensive line his Avengers now. And you're just really starting to see the whole package kind of come together. And I know last week when I talked to you guys that while it wasn't perfect necessarily against the Eagles and Packers, he was showing signs to me of really playing the quarterback position well, and with his decision making and just operating the offense and looking more comfortable, looking more confident in doing so. And so I think what you saw yesterday against the Browns was sort of that all come together. Once you mix the accuracy with that, it's way easier to throw an accurate football when you're confident in what you're doing, right? So I think you're just sort of seeing this build week by week, and I don't know if it's going to be perfect. Probably won't be every single week, but you really start to look at what football teams become when their quarterback play starts to click. And that's why I wouldn't put a ceiling on anything this season, because of where this team could still go if Caleb keeps getting better each and every week.
Hoger, what's the importance of keeping DJ Moore engaged?
See, that's even the way you worded that question's tough, because I don't necessarily think he's not engaged. I think that the way I was thinking about this even last night is, it's a tricky thing to talk about. I know we were talking about this last week too. I just feel like with DJ, it's been a little bit of everything at different times. Like, so yeah, sure, maybe are there some routes and some reps where he's not fully engaged. But every time we talk to him, he talks about how much fun he's having being on a winning team. And he had that same message to his teammates in the locker room, and then immediately challenged the defense when he got the game ball yesterday, saying, you know, we're going to kick you know what in practice this week. So I don't think engagement's necessarily the issue. I just think it's been a series of different things that the most important, and this is not groundbreaking analysis, but the Bears offense is better with DJ Moore's in it and performing. So whatever it is, whether it's him being engaged and having full effort all the times, or Ben just figuring out how to use him, Caleb looking for him more, not missing him when he's open, mm-hmm. all of those things, like you saw yesterday when DJ Moore's out there making plays, it's a better offense.
I think it's Caleb not finding him, whether it was getting through the progressions, not getting there, or not trusting him in full because they had their stuff last year. We'll do it the Caleb way, and that's just that. You know, stuff like that. Or whether it's him wanting to look for Rome or thinking too much or whatever it is. I feel like it's been Caleb. That's why I loved that second touchdown so much. We're like, and DJ said, he gave me a chance. I got to go up there and get it. I was like, hell yeah, let this be a data point for their trust moving forward, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't even categorize DJ Moore too as like your typical go up and get it wide receiver.
You can say Guagi, yeah, Adam. It's okay.
That's right. That's my bad. I should have known better. I should have gone right to it.
Seriously,
that is you. So but he did.
He did.
He went up there and got he Guagied and brought the ball down. So, I love the first touchdown too because like that. That is a harder throw than it looks to throw that. You're on the opposite hash throwing across the field and to drop it in there with touch and accuracy where DJ Moore runs under it perfectly. Yes, he's open that entire time, but that's easy to either underthrow or overthrow. And I think that just, again, speaks to the confidence level that Caleb was playing with yesterday. So the first one is like, okay, I'm going through my reads. This guy's open. I'm going to get it to him with a tougher throw than it looks. I'm going to make it look easy. Obviously, the second one was more of a maybe not the greatest decision of all time, but I'm feeling it, man, right now. You know, there was a go ball later in the game to DJ that he tried too, and that one got underthrown. But that was the same thing. Like, screw it. I'm going for these numbers right now. I'm going for this touchdown. I don't hate that. I want my quarterback to have that, even if we're going to call it arrogance, I want my quarterback to have that. All the great ones do. When they're feeling it, they're going to go big play hunting. And by the way, that matches the personality of the head coach, of the play caller, Ben Johnson, because if you haven't figured it out by now, he's the same exact way. He has that same confidence that's borderline arrogant at times. And I think we've seen that throughout the whole season. So to me, it's a great match if the quarterback is the same way.
What's the impact of not having Kyler Gordon? And I know in asking that, it's not like Kyler has played a lot of games, but it does feel like if he is available, you could maybe do a little bit more stuff defensively.
So right now, what worries me defensively beyond just, you know, a consistent pass rush, which is what it is. And they actually did a great job yesterday getting after the Browns. But it's the speed on the back end at times, because I think the biggest difference. So this is really, I'm not trying to take anything away from CJ Gardner-Johnson, but just kind of compare the difference between him and Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon has more speed. He's going to be able to cover, in my opinion, a little bit better in man-to-man situations. You saw that last week against Christian Watson. If CJ Gardner-Johnson is not going to reroute and get a jam on a faster wide receiver when he's playing press like that, he's going to get beat. Now, Kyler Gordon might also in that situation, because that's how good Christian Watson can be. But right now, just between Jalen Johnson not looking 100%, you saw him a couple times yesterday get beat, even kind of got beat on the interception.
He
just
did.
Recovered and made an outstanding play. You know, Tyreek's coming back from his injury, and that was a hip. Kevin Byard, I think, is actually doing a great job of showing some sideline to sideline, you know, speed at this point in his career, but I still don't know if he's up there, you know, among the fastest guys. So you get what I'm saying. Like, there's some moments right now where I think there's going to be some mismatches against speed. That's actually why I think we'll be tracking Christian Watson's status throughout the week, but that's a huge one for me, because that is one guy I'm afraid of just because of his natural speed. So to answer your question, I think that's what they're missing right now with Kyler, because he, if healthy, and even when he came back, he was on a pitch count too before he got hurt again. This is kind of what they're lacking in the secondary. But good news, they have a great coordinator and they have a bunch of good players. So Dennis Allen's doing a great job of overcoming that, I think, with his coaching and his schemes. There's enough talent back there. Now you get the linebackers healthy and more plentiful from that standpoint, they'll be okay. But when you get in some one-on-one situations against faster wide receivers, that's where I worry.
Guys, Jalen Johnson said it to Brad Biggs. It was in 10 Thoughts. I hadn't seen this. If you've seen it somewhere else, tell me. But, quote, you got to tear through scar tissue and things like that. When you're doing that in your groin, core, abdomen, I feel like it stops you from doing and playing at the elite, absolute best level. I mean, there it is. And he's talking about chasing down Bond. He said, you know who that is. That's a tough race. He beat me to the ball. That's a track star, former track star, the kid on Cleveland. But Jalen can't run yet. He can't run in full yet.
I think it's a couple of different things. And I think that's the most important part. I also think it's just a lack of reps in this defense. So when it's outside of his purview, when they're asking him to do more coverage stuff and more drop stuff, like, that's uncomfortable for a guy who is like, hey, I want to take on the best receiver on the other team and shadow him wherever he goes.
Yeah, and I think that I like that Dennis Allen kind of owned that last week with he didn't really go into the specifics of it, but I think we could understand what he was saying. The deep touchdown against the Packers where he was basically asking Jalen Johnson to drop back and become that deep half safety, cover two safety, which is not really something he's been asked to do a whole lot. So I think it's a great point, Lawrence. Like, there, you miss training camp, and that matters from a lot of different standpoints, not just from a health, you know, being in shape thing, which obviously with him, I'm glad he's just open and honest about that because he doesn't quite look like himself, but also just getting reps in this defense, getting reps in this scheme because he got some in OTAs, but he missed training camp. So there's a lot of catch up going on right now. So I'm viewing this as his training camp. I like that they limited his reps yesterday. I think they had more to do with just the game, the way it unfolded. But I did find that interesting that he actually had 10 fewer reps on the field than even Tyree Stevenson did. We'll see over the next 3 weeks how much they can ramp him back up and how much that, I guess he's talking about scar tissue, how much that can be broken up. I don't know that we're going to see a fully healthy 100% Jalen Johnson, though, until next season.
Oh, boy. Adam, Ben Johnson creativity yesterday. That was it, the Greg Roman reptile package that Ali Connolly tweeted about, where it's like a pistol set. Lawrence, you called it the inverted wishbone. I mean, my goodness, it's just so fun. But I guess Ben Johnson gentler is that, and the way that he attacked Myles Garrett and dealt with that. Your thoughts on the coach yesterday?
Yeah, it's kind of like a diamond formation. We've seen a little bit of it. And it's, you know, I think they went right back to it in a completely different way on a passing play on the very next drive. So, I mean, there's so many different examples of that with this playbook. And I just, it's so refreshing. Ben Johnson laid this all out to us in his opening press conference, how he was going to dress this stuff up and make different things look the same and the same things look different. And when you can do it consistently, it becomes really, really hard to find tendencies and defeat them. And there's still moments where that does happen. But I think an example of that was even just Keyshawn Nixon instinctually breaking off last week and picking up a guy who wasn't his guy, and because they saw it on film. And so that's going to happen. But Ben just seems like he's always a step ahead by the time the game's over. You know, every coordinator is going to lose reps throughout a game. It just happens on every play. So you're not going to bat 1,000 as a play caller. But I think we've seen consistently throughout the season that Ben brought up an example today, the deep, like 40-yard pass to Luther Burden, where Burden kind of sat down in the middle of the field. Was that something he was supposed to do, or was that, oh yeah, it was. And Ben gave actually credit to Press Taylor for picking up something on the Browns coverages. Wow. So they basically changed a route within a concept that they've been running all season to adapt for this specific week. And then I imagine next week they might go back to what it was before. So we're getting to that pretty advanced level of play calling, play design that you need at this level to be successful. And it is very, very foreign to us trying to cover it and keep up with it every single week. It's very impressive.
No doubt about that. With Micah down, do you think the Packers get a little risky and start coming after Caleb?
Man, look, Jeff Hafley's a good coordinator. I'm sure he's going to have a plan. I'm sure it'll look better than it did in the fourth quarter after they lost Micah. I really thought that game started to change actually on Christian Watson's injury.
Yep.
That's where the game flipped, but it ended on Micah's injury, if that makes sense. Like, and you could kind of see it that they were deflated. So now we'll have some time to regroup. You know, I will say this from his standpoint, if you're Jeff in the coordinator, like, they didn't know they were going to have Micah Parsons till the season began. So they spent the offseason preparing for rush packages and whatever their plan was going to be without number one out there. So, you know, they have at least spent a big portion of their offseason working with the idea that Rashawn Gary was going to be their number one guy.
What a great point. Their whole install was without Micah Parsons.
Right. And so, and now look, I'm not trying to say that it doesn't matter because you've had them all season.
No,
and
it totally matters. But the idea that you were actually throwing stuff on the board and early on in your training camp and everything else, that you were practicing with not the second best pass rusher in the league.
So my point is, like, they were probably stunned last night, but they're going to be able to regroup this week, get back to the drawing board, go back to what they thought the season was going to be like. Now, execution-wise, from the Bears' standpoint, is it going to be as scary as it was 2 weeks ago or even when Myles Garrett was out there yesterday? No, it's going to be completely different, and you're going to be able to take a little bit of a deep breath if you're the Bears, but I would still be careful because this is a good defense. It's well coordinated, and I think it'll look much better than it did in the fourth quarter last night in Denver after he got hurt.
Good stuff, Adam Hoge. Always great to catch up with you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Sorry I was a little late, but it's going to be a fun week, Packer week. Can't wait.
It's all right. You got you turned Gwagi into a verb. You said he Gwagi'd up for the ball. It's like, so, I mean, you can be as late as you want if you do that. You further Gwagi.
All right, I promise I won't do it again, but I made up for it. Thanks, guys.
That's Adam Hoge. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank in Great Clips. When we come back, let's talk about what happened before the game and how there were a lot of national guys that were.
We knew it was going to happen too. We called it. I called it and then they did it. Why'd they do it?
I don't know why they did it, but let's explore that next here on The Score.
You guys heard of Gwagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Shedeur Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
Shedeur is going to outplay him. I'm not saying at this moment I think Shedeur is better than Caleb.
I know you're not.
But I do think he will outplay him Sunday.
I think he's better than Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep forgetting that this kid's only been starting for 2 weeks. He's only had 2 weeks as a full starter. I don't count the first game when he played. He ain't had no reps. He ain't know the game plan, right? For him. I ain't gonna get crazy. If he win this game, he look good. I'm gonna act crazy though. Yeah.
Guess you're not acting crazy, Shady.
Who was that? Was LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, that was Shady McCoy, and he had a chorus of people behind him. Aqib Talib. There are a bunch of guys in that room, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on here because it's one thing to. I imagine that those guys that were in that room, they're all guys that grew up probably idolizing Prime, and that's fine. He's worth it. And I wonder, like, to me, my thing is, it's one thing to be supportive of Shedeur, and Shedeur has not gotten the requisite support that any player has gotten from the organization that he was drafted by, okay?
Without a doubt.
But there's a difference between being a supporter of Shedeur and then kind of attacking Caleb. And I don't understand why those guys are attacking Caleb. And the Chris Broussard stuff was just absurd.
The Chris Broussard thing is a symptom of a very common problem. And that is somebody trying to exist in the takeosphere who is not inherently a take artist. And they smell what it is supposed to smell like and come up with something that they decide they're willing to say as they are scrambling for relevance. Like, this is a very common thing. And that's what I called. Like, I knew that would be coming from somebody like Broussard, you know? The Shady McCoy is a different level. Like, former players sitting around and doing that, do they not watch games? Do they just look at the numbers and see Shedeur threw for 364 and three touchdowns last week, and that was that? And not think about context of anything?
And not think about what's happened with Caleb over the last 2 months and the games that he's won and the performances that he's put on. From ex-players, like, I'm really surprised by it. And if you're a dyed-in-the-wool supporter of Shedeur through Prime or whatever, okay, but to ignore the growth that has clearly been shown by Caleb Williams, to me, I just didn't like it. Like, it just felt so, it felt personal and it felt disingenuous. And I'm not sure where on the spectrum of the takeosphere it lies, but it felt like a bunch of guys who were rooting against Caleb instead of rooting for Shedeur.
Well, let me ask you this, because every once in a while, I'd like to ask you, Lawrence Holmes, to speak for the entire diaspora. No. I don't want you to speak for the entire diaspora, but is there something culturally significant about the difference between Shedeur Sanders and Caleb Williams that could lead African-American former players to rooting for Shedeur and against Caleb? Because there are certain societal things and socioeconomic things that I can see, which is Caleb is an NIL guy. Caleb is the first, like, poster child of dude was making millions at USC living in a high-rise on his own.
I mean, Shedeur was making millions at Colorado.
That is true. All right, so
And before that, like, I don't want to.
Maybe there's not.
I don't want to go after Shedeur in defense of Caleb.
You don't need to. I'm just saying, can we look at them like the classic stuff with Caleb, is he too, I don't want to say effeminate because that's not true, but he's looked at with the nails and all that crap. Is there some of that?
I don't know if that's kind of where this comes from. I've been trying to. I'm sure it's an amalgam of things. I just think that it's weird that when a guy shows you the clutch gene, for you would expect that guys that played the game, for them to have a respect for the fact that he's shown you the clutch gene. And the idea that Shadur coming off of a game where he was really great. And I thought even in yesterday's game, he showed some moments.
Oh, yeah. Though, if we just had a conversation about Shadur, you're seeing a guy who has really nice touch on a variety of different kinds of balls.
And some toughness, like some real toughness
Agreed.
To his game. But so does Caleb. Caleb has been durable. He has played every game. He played every game under a coaching staff that didn't understand how to use him. And this year, he's got a coach that has pushed the right buttons and has made him a better quarterback. Has he gotten to the place that most people expected him to be? Probably not, but you know my feelings on that. That has a lot to do with the industrial draft complex and the level of hyperbole that goes with talking about these guys in the first place.
Yeah.
It just struck me as really weird, and it was disappointing on a level when it comes to the ex-players of them just being like, oh yeah, he's better. Like, wow. Like that's a hell of a statement to make about a player who's played, what, five games? And to then say that when the other guy is quarterbacking a team
right.
that at the time was in a position to be the number one team in the conference and right now sits the number two team.
Well maybe I'm too quick to differentiate between a Broussard who's trying to be a take artist and these guys who are mining for clicks. That it's just, this is the easiest way to get yourself some football clicks and attention is to talk about quarterbacks, number one, and to pit quarterbacks against each other when they're in the same game. And these are two high-profile personalities over the past year and a half, and it could just be super lazy-ass clickbait.
Maybe. And I think it's probably a lot of different things, including the reverence for Deion. Like the reverence. But
any of them angling for a coaching job? I'm just asking. There's a staff there in Boulder that is experiencing a lot of turnover right now.
It's a running back coach. It's a good question, Alex.
And Alex Kuhn finds out.
And they do like to have former players around, too. Like that's a thing as well. I just don't think that you have to blow out Caleb's light to make Shadur shine brighter.
Of course you don't.
And it's shocking to me that isn't Caleb on track? Can he still get to 4,000 yards?
I think he's got to average like, you know,
a little under 300.
Yeah, for each game.
It's like 850 left or something like that.
Yeah, he's got 850 left to get, and right now 21 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He hasn't been sacked a lot. He's made a lot of plays with his legs.
And
he's won big games. Oh. He's won on island games.
And I thought yesterday was a remarkable mix of in-structure accuracy for the most part and the out-of-structure genius. I thought yesterday was the best mix of that.
Yeah, it just really strikes me as odd. Like, I don't quite understand where some of this is coming from. And it's one of the things that I talked about with you at the beginning of the season. And usually it is the Broussard types that we're talking about in this vein.
Yeah.
Usually it is like there are some people who had some pre-draft thoughts against Caleb Williams or feelings about the way that he carried himself or whatever or something that they heard. All that stuff. Usually it's that type. It's not usually former player.
I think it's Deion. It's a lot of Deion love and mixed with the laziness of clickbait about quarterbacks. Man, football is. I enjoy. I feel very fortunate that we get to concentrate on one team and go deeper and deeper and deeper every week. I feel super fortunate because when you're doing national stuff and you know just a little bit about everything, you're kind of out of town stupid in like 32 different markets. It's very easy because that idea was straight up out of town stupid on Caleb Williams and Shadur Sanders to the point that we knew it was coming and could predict it.
Yeah, it's too bad. It really bothered me.
I could tell.
Like it really bothered me because it didn't. It's one thing to give like some fair criticism and like we've said, Caleb's probably not where you thought he would be, but to act as if he's not improving is not right. And the lack of, I don't even say objectivity, because they're asked for their opinions. The lack of fairness in that particular discussion, I thought it was low. I thought it was really low. And I don't think it's fair to either one of those guys. I don't think I felt like it put Shadur in a really bad spot too. Like he's supposed to be making mistakes and learning, and God knows he doesn't have any support.
No, I know.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of, well, he's better and he's going to be better in this game, that doesn't give any credit to what the Bears have done as a team either. Like it's ignoring what DA has done. It's ignoring what the Bears have been takeaway artists all season.
Yeah.
And you would think that some guys out there, especially a guy like Aqib Talib, would be like, "Oh, you sure about that?"
Yeah,
and there
yeah.
was no pushback at all.
Three picks later. Hey there. How do you do? When we come back on Spiegel and Ohms on 670 The Score, friend of the show Kevin Kugler knows football, and he also appreciates the holiday season a lot better than Spiro Dittus does.
It's the holiday season.
Rock and roll, Spiro Dittus.
We got stuff for you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wonderful to see, especially this time of year. We're into the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
That was the day after Halloween.
It sure was.
It's the day after. Halloween was on Saturday.
It was still like 60 degrees here.
Ridiculous. Spiro Dinas offended my holiday sensibilities. And Taddy, did you say yesterday Kevin Kugler, friend of the show, righted the wrong?
He we was love the Cougs.
We do. And he was talking to Moose Johnston about how much Moose loves Christmas, and he set some things right.
And it's 28-3. DeAndre Swift making a kick at the end that would delight the Rockettes. It is the holiday season. They maybe need somebody else from Radio City Music Hall. That little kick at the end. Daryl is someone who, and if you don't know this about my partner, no one loves Christmas more than this man. But I will say that if you start the Christmas talk before Thanksgiving, he didn't speak to me for 2 weeks. I mentioned something about Christmas in mid-November, and we were done talking for weeks at a time. It was terrible.
My wife gave me some lights to bring in to wear today, and I said, we got to save that for next week.
Get excited, Denver. You're going to get Christmas moose next week.
Ah, the Christmas moose. Lynn Bramer used to play that every Christmas morning. Oh, the Christmas mouse. I'm so sorry. It was so close.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
What happened to Daryl Moose Johnston's wardrobe? What do people call him? Mr. Something? Daryl?
I've never heard this before.
You've been the king of non-sequiturs today.
No, Moose. They said, because Moose, he said you're getting Christmas moose in terms of his wardrobe. And people called Daryl Mr. Something.
See, this is just like Transition
Mr.
all over
Sandman.
Again.
Mr. Sandman. I don't remember what it was.
I don't think it is. No. How about this? We're giving
rock and roll spirit.
Adam Schein, over to you.
Jim, Tony, Blake Groupie. Take a look at this. A bomb field goal from 60. Bam! For the lead. Colts, 16-15. What a score. And as we speak, a field goal by Myers to retake the lead. Sports Jim Nantz, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Sports Jim Nantz, wow.
Definitely got his own style.
Sports Jim Nantz, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
As soon as I heard that, I'm like, I'm going to hear this again. I know who someone is going to be playing this.
You're going to hear it forever.
Adam Schein is doing a bit. We're just not sure what it is.
It's entertaining.
It is.
I'll say that. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Summer of 99 Festival at the Credit Union One Amphitheater, Saturday, July 18th. The lineup includes Limp Bizkit, Cypress Hill, Seven Dust. So we know Rock Mamola will be there. Kittle and Puddle of Mud. Be caller number 6 in the Scores Contest line right now. 312-540-0670. So you can be a part of this. Limp Bizkit, Cypress Hill, Seven Dust, Kittle, and Puddle of Mud.
It's from the bong.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Someone's calling Alex right now because they want to go and be a part of the Summer of 99.
Of course they do.
Those were good times.
Rock and roll, Spiro Dinas.
Sports Jim Nantz, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So, look, Spiro Dinas likes rock and roll, but Jim Nantz.
He likes sports.
He likes sports.
Rock and roll, Spiro Dinas.
Doesn't Jim Nantz, is it 16 at Pebble Beach in his backyard or something
like
that?
Yeah, and he'll just walk over and talk to people as they're doing as they're playing the hole.
Yeah, Tom Brady and Peyton back there, I want to say.
Oh, I think he did one time. He did one time, but yeah, he'll just walk over and start doing play by play as people are finishing that hole on Pebble Beach.
Hey, right, if you got it, spend it.
If you ever driven that, it's called, I think, 17-mile drive right there in that part of California,
no.
Right near Carmel, California, and you go right around Pebble Beach. It is exquisite.
Yeah.
One of the best pieces of real estate in America. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Man. That's a wrap. I found out that one of my friend's aunts bought, when I went to San Diego, found out that one of my friend's aunts bought in Coronado in the 90s.
Ooh, that's a good job. That's a good job right there. It's like the people I knew when I was working at Armitage Hardware at 925 West Armitage, right over there by Sheffield. All those people who bought on Bissell and Fremont, like all those right off of Armitage, they all bought there in like the 50s. Those things aged extremely well.
Yeah, that's a good real estate investment right there.
Let's go, South Loop. Come on.
I think you're good there.
A little faster, though, South Loop. Let's go.
Don't rush it.
You know what'll help? New stadium.
In the belt.
Over there at the 78. That'll help. Come on, Jerry.
I mean, maybe they'll just stay on campus and turn the ballpark around.
That'd be a pretty that would be a survivable idea.
It sure would.
Just put home plate right across the street where you had it the first time?
Yeah. About a month out from Sox Fest.
Which is going to be at the Vatican. And it's going to be amazing. In the Hall of Fame room with the Pope.
Are we going to be there?
Of course we are. You know Odyssey's going to fly us out to the Vatican for Sox Fest.
Is Rami on before the Monday night game? I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if he'd be on with his Packers report tonight.
He really takes offense.
I know,
to that.
And I actually really adore Robbie.
I know, he's a very nice guy.
He's a good man.
He got me John Kuhn's address but so I could send him pizza with actually, onions and pineapple.
Tonight we're running a best of, which I think they're just going to run our whole show once again every night.
Hey,
that's what I'm
and
saying.
And then we got Monday Night Football at 6:30.
We all do right. have Monday Night Football, so you can root against Aaron Rodgers if you want to.
That 4 o'clock hour. Go back and listen to that. You want to know how radio's done? That's how you do it.
Yeah, it was great.
Spiegs is going to be off for the next few days.
Yeah,
he'll be back, though, on Friday at the Broad Stop. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, for Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Big Ant Heron going to be in here. We're going to talk some ball. That's tomorrow on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on the Score.
Where's Spiegs?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's always, how can I put it? Always annoying to hear from you guys. But, you know, if this makes your day a little bit better, then, you know, I guess that's good for you. I don't know who else it's good for. I doubt it. I know it's not good for me. I doubt it's good for anybody listening, but it's good for you guys. And so great. I guess you'll just keep doing it whenever you feel like it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.